You're now listening to the Sports Roundtable. Overlooking Atlantic Station, we just regular guys. Keep the dream alive because it can happen.
Just remember, come Saturday, you watching Lil Wayne on college football field. You know what God said, right? Just started, I finished.
Quarterback position is the only position on their team where there's not a playmaker. All he did was raise his hands up last year after he scored and gave the money sign. It makes no sense.
You're now listening to the Sports Roundtable. What up, what up, what up? SRT back at a remote location, baby. Our first road trip. Not gonna believe where we are. Revis Island, Fayetteville. But you don't know where.
That could be Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Exactly. SRT crew in the building. You can't get live from the penthouse tonight because we in a remote location. Got the crew with me. Sports superhero, Mr. Hancock, in what's the building.
Up, what's up, big hoe? Boy, I'm feeling good down here at the island, baby.
Yeah.
The island known as Revis
Island. And you know who we got, everybody. Mr. Bama, D. Will in the building.
Yes, sir. What's happening?
And of course, we all know. Let me get it for the girls. Get it. It's the Slick Money.
What's happening, Horace? Hello, everybody. We on the road. Always good to be on the road. I ain't gonna get it for the girls. Get it this week. I already got it. I'm keeping what belongs to me. Good to see you.
Yes, sir. And Miss Beautiful, the diamond of the crew. The jewel of sports, Miss Tiffany in the building. What's happening?
Hello, hello. Yes, the jewel of sports is in the building. Feeling nice and good on Revis Island. We ate good, feeling full, ready to rock and roll.
Exactly.
Hey, I want to tell you, you know who Tiff remind me of?
Who's that?
A young Stacey Dash.
Uh-oh.
But a little thicker.
Don't blow up our Facebook page. Don't blow up our Facebook page.
The number's going up right now.
You see what I'm saying?
Numbers going up right now.
Now, Stacey Dash is one of my sleepers. I mean, she's beautiful.
Okay.
Now, when you put Tiffany in the same conversation with Stacey, y'all need to hit Facebook up.
Hit them up.
We're working on getting her a Playboy shot, which is going to be our signature picture for the SRT crew. Now, me, Stephen Harris, ain't taking our shirt off. But we might can get Derry to take his off.
I might show something.
Well, y'all love the chain.
Yes, good to have you, Tiff, and superhero.
Yes, sir, big guy.
Always good to see D back in the building.
Uh-huh.
It's great to be at Revis Island.
You want to tell everybody what happened about an hour ago?
As far as the greeting?
The eating.
Yes, it ain't gonna take long. I'm just gonna make it quick. We was greeted by Revis Island. There's been an invitation that extended out to us to come do the show live, and we did. And trust me, they did not let us down.
Yes,
Revis gonna get a kiss from all of us in a few minutes. If I got my vacation checks, D, they give them to me in January. But if I had them now, I would have to leave with $500 or a gift card. The food was delicious.
Chicken salad.
Chicken salad.
Grapes look like plums.
Yeah. Some Ciroc we had. Boy, I tell you. Black people. black people show how to celebrate.
Hey, man. Shouts out to Ms. Reva and the crew. Mama Joe in the kitchen.
Mama Joe, my new wife, Mama Joe.
Doing her thing.
Get married this weekend.
They put it down, baby.
Barbecue chicken, barbecue ribs.
Oh.
Green beans.
Green beans.
Potato salad.
Potato salad.
Fried corn.
Yeah. We don't want to get everybody just
well, we need them to know. No, we need to tell them what we on the menu because when we start traveling to places, we expect the same standard.
Right.
So don't invite us if you got some chicken legs and, you know, some baked beans and all that. You got to throw down for real.
Y'all don't want no wings.
Yeah, we don't want no wings.
Y'all know we missed some.
Well, what did we miss?
Something about last week.
All right, what do we do?
I'm finna play it for you now.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey.
Go.
Hey.
Go.
Hey.
Go, shouty.
Hey.
It's your birthday.
We want to say a belated happy birthday to Mr.
Superhero.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's my hero. Save me. Save me. I'm dying. Save me, hero.
Yes, sir.
Happy birthday, Hand.
Happy birthday,
it,
bro.
Appreciate
birthday,
it.
My Memphis boy. 10.
Yes, sir.
What's up? 50 years ago to that day, the legend was born.
Yeah. There you go. Yes, sir. Star was born. 50 Cent said, celebrate it.
Yes, sir.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
Appreciate
we're
going to
party
everybody.
Hard like it's your birthday.
So
it's your birthday. We're going to party hard like we're going to the strip club after this, y'all.
We're going to start subtracting now.
DOA.
Yeah, man. My main man birthday was
December 15th.
December
baby.
The 15th.
Must be a special child because this is the month Jesus was born, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and you born in the same month Jesus is. You pretty special.
I'm getting old enough. I think we'll be in kindergarten together.
I guess I don't have to do a joke then.
No, if your joke pretty good, better than that one, come on with it.
Oh, man. Hey, y'all remember when we was elementary school kids and y'all be on the playground and you like somebody and y'all start making faces and stuff? Y'all remember that back in the day? Making
faces.
Yeah,
tagging now. You know how to do them, but
making make faces.
Yeah.
Well, Lil Johnny, y'all know who Lil Johnny is, right? Lil Johnny, a teacher was at his school and there's a girl making faces at Lil Johnny. Teacher reprimand the little girl for making faces. And she proceeds to tell Lil Johnny, you know, Lil Johnny, back when I was coming up, my grandmama told me that if you start making faces and ugly faces like that, that it'll freeze and your face stay like that for the rest of your life. Lil Johnny say, well, at least you was warned. Woo!
Okay.
That was pretty good.
You like that one?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Comedy Club, here we come.
Comedy Club. Well, folks, let me go ahead and break down the show. We are full tonight. We are dragging our feet. So if we're a little slow motion, just understand why. We got in to know some things that you may have missed. We got D Will coming up with a Facebook exclusive. Of course, we got the roundtable discussion. And of course, the Jewel of Sports will be in with her word on the street. Two new segments coming up tonight. What's on the mind of Slick Money?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Hey man, y'all gotta quit using me as if I'm a section that nobody like gonna be surprised. What's up with that?
Woo, I can't wait for that one.
Hey, that's gonna be tight. I can't wait for that one. And we got a boy stop segment.
Boy stop.
Yeah, just crazy with it.
For real?
Oh yeah. So I'm finna crank it up this ball and G. We finna jump on this news and notes. In case you was out doing a honey-do list, your cable got cut off, couldn't get ESPN or something like that, we go jump off and let you know what happened in the weekend of sports. And if you didn't know this deep. Jameis Winston wins the Heisman, of course. How could he not win?
Bama boy.
Everything going in his favor at this point. And Mr. Hancock, you got something on Mr. Winston. Yeah. After all this stuff that he's going through with this allegations of touching a girl when she didn't want to be touched and all this other kind of stuff. Well, go ahead, break it down for me.
First of all, we definitely want to congratulate Mr. Winston on his achievement, the Heisman Trophy. Heisman Trophy won, I think he won the Maxwell Trophy and What was it? And Davey O'Brien. So he's awarded to some big accolades this past week. Looking back at everything he's gone through, it's a great accomplishment. Hopefully he can move past all the drama that he faced. But I do have a little something to say about this Heisman Trophy. You know, the Heisman used to be something that we looked forward to, and it had a lot of prestige and a lot of relevance to it. You know, it was something that, you know, we looked on and we said, well, it was something that we felt that player really deserved it. But now the Heisman seems to be a beauty contest. I mean, it's almost like it's an uneven playing field. You look at it, you know, you got people that come out of nowhere to get invited to New York. Trey Mason, not to say he didn't have a good year, but he was an afterthought. Nobody was thinking of this kid as a possible, you know, player to try to win the Heisman. You turn around and invite him to New York because he had a big game in the championship game.
He ran his way to New York.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But it devalues what the award is.
Right.
You know, we look back and they try to give it to, and no disrespect to your Bama quarterback, but he nowhere near he was the best player in the nation.
Not for what the Heisman was.
The award is that you are the best player in the nation. And then you turn around and look at the kid from Northern Illinois. I understand he had a good year. And I understand that, you know, you want to make sure that he's recognized. But how can you, in your good conscience, say, I'm going to send him to New York, and he plays where? In what conference? Against what competition? You have to measure this thing apples to apples. You got to stop with this, you know, making an award for somebody just because of the name. You know, I can say that this hamburger is the best hamburger I ever tasted. But if I'm going to Cheesecake Factory, I'm not getting no hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
So it's different levels of competition, different levels of players. They should not be included in this award. If you're going to take the best player in the nation, he needs to play against the best competition. And this social media has made this award something that it was not intended to be. So that's my rant and rave on it. Again, congratulations to Mr. Jameis Winston. I hope they, you know, him being a Florida State quarterback, that's my squad. That's who I ride with.
There you go.
And I hope he comes through. And I think, you know, all things aside, he deserved the award.
Right.
But when you start to try to make it something other than what it was designed for, a player that did this thing on the field, and try to tear him down, leave him off balance when he's been the best player in the nation the whole year, something's wrong with the award. Those people need to have their votes taken. That's the way I feel about it.
My man.
I'm gone.
Mr. Hancock, spoken like a true Seminole.
Go Noles, baby.
There you go, baby.
He threw a shot at my boy, too.
Yeah, I saw
not,
that.
Not purposely.
Instead of sticking it in the 50-yard line, he threw it at him.
Yeah.
What? Well, big news, or not surprising news, Mac Brown steps down from the University of Texas. Said that he could have stayed on, or at least... Yeah, reports
right. Whatever.
Said that he could have stayed on.
Congratulations, D.
I told y'all.
You did.
Go ahead. You want to rant now?
No, I don't need to rant. We got archives.
Yo!
Don't think he didn't listen now. Don't think he didn't listen.
He said, hey, we got archives.
We got archives.
There you go. Hey, well, they say Pat Fitzgerald was there today. On a normal visit. What's normal about going to another college team? I don't know. Just dropped in?
Hey, I mean, that's
he'll be a good fit.
It's a good move. It'll be a good move for him. I don't know.
Absolutely.
But you think he carries the cachet position needs?
No.
They need a big time play. After you don't get Nick Saban, Fitzgerald ain't the name.
I just don't think you'll leave your alma mater.
But my thing is that Fitzgerald...
money make me leave a bunch of things.
Money make you walk.
But how can you say that he's not a good fit, what he did for Northwestern?
Well, he said the cliche of what they're looking for now. Because they looking to make a splash.
Right. That Pat Fitzgerald is not going to dry their recruiting base.
They looking to splash and make it big because I'm telling you.
Dude is a good coach.
I know he's a good coach.
But the casual football fan won't even know who Pat Fitzgerald is.
Exactly.
They'll find out when he start winning because then nobody know who Northwestern was either. It was just a journalist school, and look at their record since he's been
no
here.
Expectations either.
He has turned their program around. Y'all about to do y'all history wrong, boy.
He didn't turn around. It was turned around before he got there.
Yeah, but he went on brought. What have they done, Steve? Go look since he got there.
The other guy brought it up before him. The coach before him brought them to Rose.
Did they go to the Rose Bowl?
Yes, they did.
Under that other coach?
Yes.
I don't remember. I thought they
went
up under
him. He was the one that brought him out first.
Now, Fitzgerald
came in after him.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to Google this and find out. I'm pretty sure Fitzgerald took them to the Rose Bowl.
He might have taken them, but I'm telling you, turn the program around and start that thing to winning. Was the coach prior to him?
Yeah, I think they was losing when he got there, Steve.
I tell you what. Y'all Google it, and I'm going to keep going
to something.
Derek may like. Yeah. Kiffin visits Saban at Alabama to try to get his reputation back in order.
That's all that is. That's a reputation meeting.
So I knew you had something to say about it. I mean, then they said he couldn't even come on campus without folks knowing who he was. And they say Saban really respects the kid.
Well, Lane Kiffin has respect because his pedigree. You know, like he got his first job at 31.
Right.
In the NFL.
Right.
So it's something about him that people like. Then because he left there, went straight to Tennessee. Left Tennessee, went straight to USC. So he still has respect. And even when he got fired from USC, the first day he gets fired, he's on game day.
Right.
Given his analytical view on football. So my thing is he's well respected, and I'm pretty sure Nick Saban respects his father. So I want to know what they talked about. I wish I was a fly on the wall.
Exactly. Because you had the Mike Price.
Yeah. Strip club.
Yeah. He got another job.
Yeah.
What's with the Arkansas folk.
Oh, Bobby Petrino.
Yes. He done got a big job, but
oh,
I'm pretty soon he'll get one.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of time before.
Mark Leach.
Yeah, Leach from Texas Tech. But this is the thing. It's not like Kiffin did anything like they did.
No, he didn't.
He just had a bad image for winning based on his expectation.
Yeah. You're right, Hoke, because what Kiffin was, that first press conference when he became the head coach at Tennessee is when Lane Kiffin's reputation went down the drain. When he made that one statement that we're going to beat, and yes, we're going to beat Florida. When he made that, he came off as arrogant. He came off as kind of sassy, and people just stopped liking him as a person. And ever since then, he can do nothing right, and he keep losing.
Yeah. So, but, you know, we'll see. But I figure – pretty soon we'll have an inside scoop.
He not finna be on our staff.
He not.
We not gonna go there.
Not gonna go there. Pacers playing the Heat tonight. Looks like it's 90-84. Pacers are up at Miami. Just in case you wanted to know.
Game two of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Game two of the regular season Eastern Conference Finals. We got some interesting news or some good news coming up for the Sports Roundtable that many people may not know of. And let me get to those in 1 second. Well, D-Wick, go ahead and tell them about your Facebook question of the week and how we're going to try to get people to get involved in this. I think it's a great idea that we, you know, do this Facebook thing and SRT Sports, Facebook/SRT Sports.
Well, yeah, what we're trying to do is we want to interact with our fan base a lot more. And as y'all know, we get on here and we talk.
Right.
We talk sports.
Talk sports.
And that's all we do. When we on our hashtag, you see it says we know sports.
Right.
And so, you know, everybody has their own opinion. And we want to get the viewers' opinion on some of the things we talk about on the show. But How we're going to do that is, like Big Ho said, hit up the Sports Roundtable SRT Facebook page, and we're going to have a question of the week. And with this question of the week is what we're going to do is, the person who has the best insight or the most clever answer to the question that we're putting out, you will win a $25 gift card to the restaurant of our choice.
Maybe, all right. Maybe over here at Reeves Island.
It may be at Reeves Island. But this worth way more than $25.
We got exactly.
Yeah.
You might get a chicken salad bowl for that.
I can't afford for you to come over here and eat. But what we're gonna do is, like, what we want you to do is go on the Facebook page, look at the question of the week, put your comments on there, and listen to the show, of course. And the next week we will announce the winner, and you will get put your information on Facebook, and we'll get with you. And there it is. And this week's question is: you want me knocking to him right now?
Go ahead, knock him out, baby, like Mike Tyson.
Hey, this week's question is, the week in sports, last week, Joe Johnson had 8 threes and 29 points in one quarter, which tied an NBA record. Also, Justin Tucker, the field goal kicker for the Baltimore Ravens, kicked 6 field goals with a 61-yard winner the other night. Which one of those feats was more impressive to you? Hit up the Facebook page.
There you go.
Give your answer. We're going to look them over. Best answer, $25 gift card, restaurant of our choice.
There you go. Appreciate that, homie.
Yes, sir.
And by the way, the kicker for Baltimore, fantasy points was 35.
I had him too.
Did you hear his statement after his yeah. on-field statement?
Yeah.
He said he did good for his fantasy team. And he was like, I want to thank all the other fantasy owners need to thank me for what I did today. That boy wild.
I'll be saying, ladies and gentlemen, brand new news for the SRT. I just want all our loyal listeners to know that we are currently in negotiations with a company that will video 6 episodes and do a documentary on the SRT crew.
All right.
All right.
Big news.
Big news. I deserve a hand clap.
Coming up in 2014, so it's big. We doing it big. If we go do it big, how it go, Steve? How my man, Jamie?
If SRT, you going to do it then?
We go do it big.
All right.
Go Noles, baby.
Yes, sir. So, looks like we about to jump into this discussion. NFL playoff picture. How about that? Do we need to pull it up? Do anybody know what's going on? NFL playoff picture.
It's a lot of what-ifs and scenarios still right now, man.
Clear-cut favorite, I'm sure. A clear-cut for sure. The Broncos will probably be the number one seed.
Yeah. But they let Kansas City back in the picture a little bit this past weekend.
Yeah.
But they still they got the inside track.
Yeah,
they two up on them.
Yeah.
And no one is going to be Seattle. Yeah. They will be number one seed. And the Saints, which blew my money this past week, just.
They can't play away from home.
Yeah, that's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, they definitely are a different team, you know, outside of that Superdome or the Mercedes Dome.
Yeah, what's the deal with the Cowboys? I mean, that's your other team.
That's my team.
That's your team.
Yeah, but I made no bones about it. I told you all the first week of the year, they are one Romo play away from losing every week, and it happened again.
Well, it was two this time.
But I'm just saying, that's what he does. I mean, I was not shocked. I sat there. Yeah. It was on my birthday. My sister called. She said, I know you're feeling bad, your boy. I said, look, baby. That's like Christmas in Santa Claus. It's coming in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
His interception is going to happen.
His mistake.
It doesn't matter. All you got to do is just pay attention. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
And he did it.
That was pretty bad. What about Chicago Bears and that Detroit Lion division?
I'm still – Bears defense is kind of – their defense is just up and down a little bit to me. And I'm not sure that the move back to Cutler was the right thing to do.
So you go from Eastern Conference Player of the Week to bench. Basically what Josh McCown did.
Live radio, breaking news. 95-94, 25 seconds. Miami up by one.
Ooh.
That's good. Who got the ball?
So what now?
Say that timeout.
Timeout?
Yeah.
95-91, 25 seconds left.
Brum Brum and winning, right?
Yeah.
So what else we got in the playoffs? We got
I like Chicago Bears to come out of the Monster Division, the North.
Right.
They're gonna get past Detroit.
Yeah, I think this loss here hurts Detroit. They had the win and they lost. Didn't give up no touchdown, but field goals is just points is points. So I like the Bears come out the North.
Who you like, D. Will?
Detroit you can't trust them as far as you can see them. 1 week they'll show up and they'll look like the team that they should be, and then the next week they'll just fall off the map. I don't know if it's the head coach fault or what, but like I said last week, I like Jay Cutler, and coming out of that division, I see him being able to do what we thought he was. Going in, he threw the two interceptions in the first half, but he bounced right back and came back and won the game. So, got to take the Bears over them.
Well, how do y'all think that New England is going to do? What I mean, with the loss of their tight end, and they don't have a running game no more.
Mm-mm.
They are just absolutely done with the running game. Even when they tried to, they just fumbled the ball. So, I'm not sure what they're going to do.
Yeah, I think New England win the division, but they get knocked out first round. Yeah. They just don't have it.
They don't trust Ridley at all. You know, he's been benched ever since that last game. I think he had two fumbles in. And, you know, it's basically, like you said, it's all passing. You know, and with the loss of Gronkowski, they really don't have really go-to receivers. You know, you can't count on Amendola. He, you know, because he might get knocked out at any time.
He concussion prone.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's, you know, I don't see them going far.
You're putting a lot on Tom Brady.
Right.
A lot on Tom Brady.
And, you know, also the loss of the defense. You lost Will Fork in the middle, which was a big piece, you know, of to stop the run. So, I think you're putting a lot of pressure on other parts of that team.
And they've been scheming. They've been skinning their way through all year. You know, 3, 4, 5-point wins all year. When they were supposed to lose a lot of those games, they had miracle comebacks in the end. So, I just don't see them being able to sustain when it comes playoff time and it's the game slow down and it's punchy in the mouth football. They're just not going to be able to
do it. If the playoffs started today, San Francisco will play at Philadelphia.
San Fran will win.
Carolina will play at Chicago.
Carolina, I'll take Chicago.
Ooh.
I'll take Chicago at home against Carolina.
I don't know.
AFC, Baltimore goes to Cincinnati.
Snuck their way in.
I take Baltimore.
Because he's kicking for his fantasy team. Right?
I think Baltimore is a better team right now.
And Kansas City plays at Indianapolis.
KC to win.
On the road.
I don't trust Indianapolis either.
Yeah. Then when you go to the next round, you got the other winners, right? If you're going to start it, keep going.
Well, I mean, everybody else got a bye. So,
right, everybody goes around. But so the winners advance to.
Right, so Seattle would play the highest rated team of the.
But, Steve, they won't play San Francisco. San Francisco will be on the opposite side of Seattle.
And then the second round. So, New Orleans and Seattle got a bye right now. Then Denver and New England has a bye.
So, the winner of the Burroughs game will go to Seattle.
Yes.
And San Fran will go to New Orleans.
Right.
San Fran goes in and beat New Orleans.
At New Orleans.
Yes.
Wow.
Seattle beat Chicago. Mm-hmm. Championship game in the NFC would be San Fran and Seattle. At Seattle.
Okay.
I take Seattle to win by 2 touchdowns.
You strong in that.
Absolutely. I think this is where y'all make y'all money at. The Christmas money y'all spending, this is where y'all going to make it up for the rest of the year for 2014. Put your money on Seattle, man, for real. That team for real, man.
I believe. I mean, I just hope that don't go wrong.
Did the Heat just win?
Yeah, they did.
Did the Heat just win?
Did our phone buzz?
I wish y'all could have heard the our production meeting.
Well, hold on.
Hey, I still say the same thing.
First of all, I will have
Jewel of Sports.
She over here waving her hand. She mad. Yeah, she mad.
But hold on.
I'm gonna get a date with her and Brum Brum. She acting all silly.
First of all, I can get the producer to cut y'all mics.
No, that's fine. Cut them. If you're gonna do it, D, this is the time.
Hey, this is the time to do it.
That's right.
All right. Other night, did we possibly see the best two young point guards in the league? Lillard against Irving. Lillard 36-10, Irving 25-10. And it was probably the best game
in the league this year, wasn't it?
It probably.
That's Leonard with Portland, right?
Yeah.
He hit
the game winner.
The second one in
a week.
So when you talk about superstar status, that's what Leonard's doing now, and they winning, right? Like y'all had the argument with George.
Yeah.
That's what Leonard is doing right.
Well, I mean, he's playing at a high level right
now. Right, okay. Yeah. But we consider that superstar status, right?
If from their aspect, that's superstar status.
We did not use the word superstar.
Oh, yes, y'all did. That was a debate. Yes, it was.
I got it archived.
Pull it up.
Oh, y'all said superstar
y'all
status.
Y'all did say superstar. Tiffany was jumping around, hollering.
I said if he's the top three right now.
That's superstar status.
That's your superstar status.
No, I said he's at superstar status right now. I did. I'm not back.
But there's a difference between playing at a high level and being a superstar. I said right now, Paul George is number three.
That's superstar status.
I never called him a superstar.
If you put him number three, you put him as a superstar.
He's a superstar if he's number three.
If he's number three, he's a superstar.
You top five, you superstar.
That means that the league is just weak.
Listen, Chris Paul's a superstar, and you put him above Chris Paul.
That's
and Chris
right.
Paul's a bona fide superstar. Well,
yeah, Ain't no doubt about it.
He's done it.
That's what I'm saying. He's bona fide.
Right. I understand that.
So
yeah.
But we did have the question of the day on our Facebook page, top five point guards in the league right now.
We did.
And it was some good names thrown out there. And the Jewel of Sports is the only person who had Damian Lillard in her top five.
Okay. No, I said that on the show 2 weeks ago.
He's saying on the page.
On the page, I'm sorry.
Yeah, come on, Hancock.
I thought you said it here. I'm sorry.
You got to get on the page, Hancock.
Steve, don't have Facebook.
We got to get on Facebook.
Get on Facebook. Yeah, we don't have a Facebook. Y'all got a Facebook. I ain't got no Facebook.
Oh, my God. But.
Yeah, Lillard balling, though.
Yeah, he balling.
I mean, it's.
I think the difference is being a superstar and doing it at the right time.
Oh, you got to come through in big games.
Yeah, and when it counts.
No doubt.
You can score 100 points every night, but when you get to playoff and you don't score between 12, does that knock you as being a superstar?
Well, I mean, you got to prove. When the chip's on the line, you got to come through.
Right. And I
think you have to come through.
Everybody has their own definition of what they consider a superstar. People used to ask me all the time who my favorite player would be or who my favorite player is.
Right.
Favorite player ain't got to be the best player in the league.
No, no,
that's fine. Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying? I just like that player.
Right, that's fine.
You know what I'm saying? So it ain't got to be the best player in the league. So based on what we seen the other night, I just think those two up and coming point guard, because you had a time where you had Chris Paul and D. Will, and who was that third one that they had?
TP, Tony Parker.
Well, he was a little ahead of them, though, I think. But they came in together.
In that year.
TP is a superstar, right?
Without a doubt.
No, okay.
Yeah, so, but I think.
He's not in my top five, but I give him that.
But I can like him, though.
Oh, yeah, you can like him. Oh, yeah, you can like him.
Okay, I just want to make sure we can keep it moving. Come on.
But the thing about it is, these two young guys.
They're the future of the NBA.
Yeah.
Don't leave out John Wall.
He's coming.
Wall is balling too.
But it's funny, you know, y'all saying this.
He got Washington relevant.
But let me ask something. It's funny that we're talking about Kyrie Irving, but when they play Miami, he ain't show. When he played against the Hawks, he didn't do nothing.
Yeah, he ain't show up.
Right. Yeah, he was still in the bus. His uniform was just sitting in the chair. And the man said, man, y'all seen Kyrie? Yeah, he on the bus, man.
He had a bad game against the Hawks.
Yeah.
He played better against the Heat the other night.
He was Eastern Conference player of the week last year.
Okay,
he
that's fine. But what I'm saying is, when you're talking about superstar status, we talking about being consistent week in and week out.
Yeah, LeBron had
in
a
every
bad
sport. In every, Yeah, but he a bona fide superstar.
Well, he have a bad game. Still.
Well, mama don't always cook food good every week either.
That's a lie.
Yeah. You can have a bad day at anything.
But that won't happen.
So the food will always
that,
be good.
That ain't going to happen. You can bet, put your bottom dollar on that.
Yeah. So I think when you say the superstar status, you got to show up in and out. And Brian had his moments with that, but he got some rings, though. I don't think Kyrie Irving going to get any.
Probably not. But well, we ain't talking about
go to Cleveland, would.
But Brian getting another one, though.
I'm just saying, you say he won't get them, but he got to get some players around him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that's it. Now Leonard will get one. I think Portland going to get one.
I don't know about that.
All right.
Yeah, they need some more pieces.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Well, that's the same thing you can say about Indiana. Do they need some more pieces? They fit to win a championship right now?
We'll see.
I'm just saying right now.
Yes.
Okay.
I still think
every week every week we say the same thing. We'll see in the playoffs.
Ooh, I can't wait to April.
I cannot wait.
April can't get
actually up. June.
Well, June is fine, but
we plan on being in the finals.
Okay, but it does start in April. Now, you, Derek, watch what I tell you. If this doesn't play out right, these boys ain't gonna say nothing now.
Talk it
at the beginning and talk it at the end.
They gonna have to. Because we're going to be right here.
We're
going to be right here with these microphones. Hold on.
First of all, you didn't even like LeBron.
Who?
Three, four years ago, you didn't like him, Horace.
I liked him in high school.
You was Kobe, this, Kobe, that.
I still like
you,
Kobe.
If we had a team, they argue you down about LeBron.
I still love Kobe. Because
you were like,
LeBron has not matured to the player that he is right now.
But you didn't like him then.
Well, you don't have to officially like nobody. You can change your
life. But you were
riding. I used to like a girl yesterday. Don't mean I'm going to like her tomorrow.
But you was rich. You
so
riding.
That don't even matter.
But you
that's irrelevant.
But you didn't.
I used to like Mercedes, but I like Porsches now. So that doesn't even matter. As long as we like what we like in the now. That's the bottom line. I used to like Coke, but now I like Pepsi. So what difference does it make? You are entitled to whoever you want to like.
You're entitled to change your mind.
Absolutely. That's the freedom of speech.
I can be a Miami fan that week?
If you want to, that's your God-given right.
So so you ain't going to give me no grief about it?
Absolutely not.
Oh, I am.
But I'm giving you grief now because you pushing this Paul George thing. And until they win the championship, he's just a regular player to me.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying to me. This slick's opinion.
It's a lot of regular players there.
Absolutely. That's all. When it comes to King James,
that means
no.
Don't argue.
What was his criteria a minute ago? He said until you win a championship.
Right.
That's what
right.
He just said.
That slick criteria. Don't mean it's Jerry.
Well, I'm just really
working on your criteria.
And Gavin,
y'all been high fiving all the time. Nah, don't stop.
Hey, how you gonna co-sign for me?
That's just saying. Y'all been over there. Y'all been over there.
Just threw me in the car.
Ever since this debate been, they've been on the same side.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about slick. I ain't worried about what
Derek
said.
You've been over there in the choir with him, so keep saying.
About what? Okay.
How get in this conversation?
Y'all had that same hymn book singing just a minute ago.
It doesn't matter, because if it doesn't go the way they will at the end, it's going to be an excuse. My mama was sick.
Well, hold on.
My children's teeth fell out yesterday.
Hold on. But basically,
that's all I'm saying.
And I'll be riding in this Porsche next.
Exactly.
I don't like Mercedes. You switch more than anybody I know.
But guess what? That's my right.
You keep going with your right.
Isn't that my right?
So don't sit here and say what we going to do down the line.
We know
what your colors
are. Write it down. Where if Indiana don't win, they ain't going to say no.
If man, Indiana,
right.
Write it down.
If,
take a picture.
If Indiana don't
put
win,
it in bread.
I'm a Miami fan.
And that's okay. That's your God-given right. That's your God-given right. You can be a fan of whoever you want to be a fan of.
Oh, boy. Hey, man, let's move on. The state of basketball is horrible right now, at least in high school.
Mm.
And in college. And these are the same players that's going to the pros that on some nights, it's like, matter of fact, let me just tell y'all this. A friend of mine get the NBA package every single year. Every single year.
Me too. I'm with him.
He asked for his money back this year.
Wow.
Whoa.
He that disappointed in the product?
He said he hadn't seen Shabazz Muhammad.
We knew he wasn't gonna be.
He said, but the hype was 2 years ago. We talked about
but
this,
he fell
right?
in the he
right.
fell in the draft, man. Yeah, we knew.
But this is the point.
Downfall as soon as they start questioning his age. everything about that
but
game.
But I'm saying, like, you saw it in his game. He's
but
six,
we didn't
six
see his game, though. That's the point.
I saw him play a lot in high school. I saw him play a lot in high school.
Let me prep this like this. It's too much hype with no substance. That's all I'm saying. Because them twins in Kentucky, it's no way in hell that they in the top 10 in recruiting based on what I'm looking at.
Well, Big Hope, let's look at it. These kids are getting ranked off one thing only.
There's no
the AAU circuit.
And it's garbage.
But I can't say it's
It is truly
it's not garbage because it's good talent out there.
It is.
You see these kids. But my thing is, you have to rank somebody. Like, you got to have somebody that you're saying is next to keep the product going. You got to have the future of the NBA. You got to have the future of college basketball. So everybody ain't going to pan out. Like, everybody's not going to turn out to be that first 14 picks in the NBA draft, a lottery pick. But you got to have somebody to talk about.
Let me ask you this question. Who the number one pick overall this year?
Oh, Anthony Bennett.
Okay. Now.
Hit him one time.
Bust.
Now, this is a proven fact. Cleveland has said that it's no recovery from this. You are going to be a role player for the rest of your life.
And you spent the
night. Are you serious? It's no way. But he got all this hype coming out of high school. All this hype in UNLV.
But did you watch him at
UNLV?
Yes,
and he was horrible. And
oh,
I
man,
was like,
he played well, man. He wasn't horrible.
What happened then?
Everybody don't pan out.
What happened?
Same thing with Sullinger. Remember I told you I would have took him with
I'm not just saying. Same thing. Hold on.
He had about 26 the other night.
But this is my other answer or question to you. Could you have ranked the twins in the top 10? One was the number one point guard, one was the number one shooting guard. I mean,
I'm gonna tell you, I saw them play since they was in the eighth grade, and I liked them. I did. I can't say I didn't. I'm not finna get on here and switch up.
How do they look now?
They don't look like
top 10 material.
Not this year. They're freshmen still. See, hold on. I think we're getting something confused. Like, kids have been coming into high school ever since they went to jumping straight to the NBA, and ever since they made the one and done rule. Kids have been coming in with this hype that they're supposed to be all that.
And that's
same
my point.
Same thing with Harrison Barnes. He came in, number one player in the country, preseason All-American, number one player in college basketball, and end up staying 2 years. And they're like, why did he end up staying 2 years? Something has to be wrong with him.
No.
It's not anything wrong with them. We're just expecting every player that we see come out of high school to be LeBron James or Kobe Bryant. Everybody's not going to be that.
But I'm not one of them, though, because I can see and I can evaluate talent. Bingo. I told Steve that Harrison Barnes will be a better pro. Did I not tell
you
that?
He has turned out to be a very good pro.
Did I not tell you that? Because I can evaluate talent. So all that number one stuff, Kyrie was number four. Ain't no way in the hell.
True.
So my thing is this. I can evaluate that talent. But I'm tripping on all these people who's hyping these other – Tony Parker, Coach K all up in Miller Grove. Like, this dude is really that good.
And he's not.
I tell you could have just came to my house, and we could have just talked Duke basketball. Well, he don't come to Atlanta.
Tony Parker didn't impress me on the AAU circuit.
Yes. Hello?
He didn't.
That's my point.
Yeah.
So, that's all I'm saying.
Them two twins at Kentucky from day one, when I told y'all the other day, when I looked at them, they stand straight up on defense.
Yeah.
He does not move the ball well. One of them shoots sporadically, who's supposed to be this fast shooter. I didn't see it. I mean, when I first looked at him, I told you, I didn't see it. So, you know, Calipari, to me, has his work cut out trying to get them on up to the level they need to be.
And I think they're going to come around. Like, I'm going to give them time. They, like I say, they're freshmen, 13, 14 games into their freshman season. I can't say they're going to be bust just off that because, like I say, they can stay in college all 4 years. And right. Develop.
And right. And then don't see what I'm saying about it is I don't think they're what they were proclaimed to be. That's what
and
I'm
that's
saying.
All I'm saying.
I can't go there yet.
Like I said, give them time.
I mean, they might turn into like what you're saying, but I'm talking about when you read the press clippings on these kids, they were already at this level.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. I don't see what
you expected them to come in and be Jabari Parker. More.
Yeah, exactly.
Play well, because they was number one.
Right.
And I mean, they right down to them.
Yeah, I don't even see it in Wiggins. So it's the same with that.
I see his upside. Yeah, let me say. Right. I see he doesn't have a ceiling.
Let me.
But not like what they talked about. They talked about he was ready to go to pro now.
Let me explain to you, in my own words, how that is. Andrew Wiggins is an athlete that plays basketball. Jabari Parker is a basketball player that uses his athletic ability. Mm-hmm. He's not quite as athletic as Wiggins, but surprisingly he is, and his IQ is unreal. So that's all I'm saying, but we finna move on because we got some jewels coming up. Jewel of Sports about to hit the round table. Tiffany, you need some intro music.
Yeah, I do, and I need some sound in my headphones too.
There we go. Switch it out. See what we got. We good? There we go.
Yes, I'm in the game right now.
In the game. The Jewel of Sports coming. With the word on the street, about to knock them down. Let me see what we got for you.
Yeah, hook me up, because the streets was hot this weekend.
The streets was hot?
Yeah, you know, me and my Denver Broncos fans, we a little hot on the street. So, you know, we got a little attitude, but we going to get over it.
All right, so let me see what we'll roll with some theme and just flow with it like that. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Tiffany and Company sponsors, we got the Jewel of Sports on the mic, about to jump into the word on the street. Miss Tiffany, let them have it.
Yes, here I am with the word on the street. Like I said, the streets was hot this weekend. And, you know, when I first get on the street, we always start with the ice cold facts. And we were talking about Texas and their cold coaching position and everything. Well, actually, the Texas Longhorns college football program is worth $139 million. And that's almost 20% more than any other team. They have actually been the number one grossing revenue football team since 2009. In 2009, they overtook Notre Dame for that spot. So now Notre Dame is second, ranking in with $117 million on the year. And Alabama Crimson Tide is the third team that's bringing in a lot of revenue with $110
million. Bama!
So, yeah, D-Will, your squad pulling in some dough. Okay? Now, speaking of billions and millions of dollars here, NFL is the world's richest professional sports league. And wow. Yeah, but the funny part about that is it's the richest, but soccer is the most attended or watched sport in the world. So go figure. Yeah,
it's a national sport.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting.
International.
Yeah, because overseas soccer is huge. So I can see why, but I would think that soccer would be bringing in more money since it's the most watched and most attended.
It just doesn't play in the United States,
no,
though.
No, it doesn't.
It just doesn't play.
Yeah, but this is a football. This is football country. Over here. Okay, so I got a couple more interesting ice cold facts for you. Check this out. Each year, 30,000 people are seriously injured by exercise equipment. Go figure.
Not in my house. Like,
yeah, I actually know somebody that got injured by exercise equipment, but I didn't know that it was that common. That's kind of common. Wow. 30,000, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, so, it is.
Yeah, my last ice cold fact for you on the street. Now, the Jewel of Sports, I'm left-handed, so I like to find, you know, little left-handed facts. And this is a left-handed sports fact for you. Left-handed people are better at sports than right-handed people because we require good spatial judgment and fast reaction time.
Wow. Didn't know that.
Know about that.
Drop some knowledge on you. That's some knowledge on you there, big hoe.
Well, I'm ambidextrous.
It's that Mike Big, Kevin Durant. They left his right.
Durant left hand?
And
they left. Not, he don't shoot left hand.
No, yeah. My bad.
Harden does.
Who is it?
Harden.
Yeah, that's Harden left handed, yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Mm. All right. So, yeah, okay, that's our ice cold facts. Now, we're going to get into the athlete word on the street. But instead of the athlete word on the street today, we have the team word on the street. And we got to talk about these Dallas Cowboys because the streets are kind of mad with the Cowboys. I mean, the Cowboys, they're supposed to be America's team. That's the nickname. Like, I mean, I'm sorry, Hancock. That's what they're talking about on the streets now. They're supposed to be America's team. But right now, they're America's joke, kind of, because, I mean, everybody probably saw the game on Sunday where they basically blew a 26-3 lead against Green Bay and let Green Bay come back in the second half and score 5 straight touchdowns on them. The main problem that people are saying, Jerry Jones needs to hire a general manager. That's what they're saying that he should do, but Jerry Jones has another idea. He went on 105.3 The Fan, and he said, "Why should I hire an architect when I've got the time to decide how I want my house to look?" He said that all the general manager is going to do is bring him all the information on the players. He's going to read up on the players anyway and end up signing the check. So why not just do the work himself? Okay, well, the streets have a problem with that because his football IQ was not very high for him to be as the general manager. Let's see. Under Jerry Jones, the Cowboys have had 20 years of basically mediocrity and failure. In Sunday's game, they basically abandoned the running game when they were supposed to be eating time off the clock. And in the second half, Romo ended up changing the running play to a passing play when he threw the interception. So then the defense allowed 34 second half points. So that's definitely a problem. The streets are not happy about that. And a lot of people want to blame it on Romo. I mean, it's partially Romo's fault. It's also the coaching staff's fault. I mean, it starts from the top and goes down in my mind.
Yeah,
I
think that's a part of the curse that comes with the blessing. And Dallas was buying championships for years, and they changed the way the money was spent on players and making it even for other teams. And I just think that's a part of the curse. It's the backlash for what Dallas did in the 90s and 80s.
Yeah.
And they haven't done none since they last Super Bowl, to be honest with you. One and done in the playoff.
Jimmy Johnson curse?
I just think it's the way Jerry Jones went about everything and buying the players to get them to come there and play there. And now you just can't do that no more.
Yeah. Jerry got one problem. He needs to let somebody coach. He can get out the way. Top to bottom every year, their talent is on par with anybody in the NFL. But the problem is that Jerry, he got his hands in too much. He got coaches that don't call plays, but then they had a final say. So you take the defense coordinator now who's in New Orleans, who's got them playing good defense, and you bring in somebody who probably they have to wake up to let him know what defense to call, yeah. And Monty Kiffin. He's 70-some years old. The game has passed him by.
Yes.
So, yeah. I mean, the things that he has in place, he's, you know, trying to prove that he's still the puppet master, and all he's done is, like you said, made his team the laughing stock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's nothing. Romo, you got a quarterback like Romo. You look at his stats, you look at everything he does. He's a quality quarterback.
Yeah.
But you have to manage Romo. You don't allow him to do the things that he does. You don't put him in those positions to make dumb plays. You come up with a run play. I don't care if the box is stacked. The key right here is run the football, keep the clock running, and you're playing the clock, not the team.
Right.
So you shouldn't be checking off to a pass anyway. That should come down from the sideline. And with him being a veteran quarterback, he should have known better anyway. But like I said, you manage him, especially if you're going to pay him $50 million. So you're in bed with him now. You can't get out. You can't get away from it. That's guaranteed money. So until you find a head coach that's going to tell him what to do and he and Jerry stays out of there, out of the way, we're never going to be, you know, anything. We're going to still be the same Cowboys.
Yeah, and that's what's been happening every year. They've been the same team. So hopefully he'll wake up sometime in this next year or the year after that and do something about it, because right now what they're doing is not working. And yeah. they need to get back to being America's team if that's what people want to nickname them. So, but yeah, that's our word on the street right there. We're about to move into these hot rumors on the street real quick. I got a nice Detroit, since we did talk about Detroit earlier, I got a Detroit Lions rumor for you. They may end up firing coach Jim Schwartz at the end of the season because this is his fifth season coaching. Granted, he did take over the Lions team when they were only 0-16. They had a few real bad seasons before he took over. But the very last season before he took over, they went 0-16. And under him, they haven't won the important games that they should have. And this season, with all the major injuries that have happened to the other teams in their division, like in Chicago and Minnesota, Detroit should have easily been leading that division without any question. But instead, they find themselves probably about to miss the playoffs.
Right.
So, yeah, so Jim Schwartz, he may be out of a job at the end of the season. Mm. Because ever since he took over, their record is 29-49. And so, I mean, that's not a winning pedigree to me.
Speaks for itself. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I got a few NBA rumors for you. Talking about NBA trades, the NBA trade deadline isn't until February, but a lot of teams are trying to move people and push people around because they're trying to make it to the playoffs. And the Boston Celtics are talking to the Sacramento Kings because Sacramento, they've been making some good trades lately, trying to get some good people. And Sacramento's interested in Rajon Rondo from Boston, but Boston doesn't really want to let him go, but they are entertaining the idea, so we'll see where that goes. Also, the Houston Rockets, y'all remember, let's see, the 2011-2012 season, that was when the whole Linsanity thing was going on in New York and all that, and then the Houston Rockets gave him this mega monster contract that the Knicks couldn't even match. And so now the Rockets, they want to trade Lin because he didn't bring the Linsanity madness with him to Houston, and they kind of over it, and they feel like they wasting money on him.
They got Mexicans in Houston.
So, yeah, they're mad that Linsanity did not take over Houston. So they're looking to move Lin at some point. They don't know. They're not in talks with any team yet, but he is in talks to be pushed around somewhere. And then the last trade rumor I have here, the Lakers have been talking to the Knicks because the Lakers kind of need some more defensive help on their team. And they're looking at Iman Shumpert and Tyson Chandler from the Knicks. So we'll see. Yeah, they more so are leaning towards Shumpert because they may not be able to get both. So we'll see. Shumpert may be a Laker because they think he'll bring a great defensive presence and he'll be able to guard the perimeter players on the other teams. Because, you know, Kobe, you really can't do it.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, but that's my word on the street with the Jewel of Sports. You know, we are sponsored by Tiffany & Company, and our slogan is Diamonds Are Our Girl's Best Friend.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Tiff. Yeah,
good to see you, Tiff. Always good. Great info. Great info.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Always entertaining info coming from Tiff.
Guess what we got next?
Have no idea. What's next?
New segment coming.
Oh, yeah.
What's on the mind of Slick Money?
Wow.
Buckle up.
This is Chucky, right? Is that Chucky music? I can't remember what movie that's from. Psycho.
What's on the mind of Slick Money?
Yeah. Now, am I going to get some music while I talk, or are we just going to let it just be dead?
You let me know.
This is a serious conversation. I do want Derek and Tiffany in it, so we're gonna switch mics because I need everybody to voice.
So let me ask you this: Did you ask?
You can give Steve? Me some soft. Okay, let me borrow some of Steve music.
Okay, well, I just wanted to make sure y'all was still friends right now.
Well, you got to understand this.
I'll always be his friend.
Yeah, when you're family, you can argue about stuff, and you forget about it and keep it moving.
All right,
because he do want a birthday gift, right? If he's gonna be mad at me, I'm gonna keep my gift and take it back to Walmart.
Walmart?
Yeah, absolutely.
Was it the R. Kelly CD?
It's the Beyonce CD.
Whoa.
So, nigga, I ain't been excited about gifts in 15 years.
Well, when you get our age, you kind of stop giving out gifts.
All right, Slick, here we go. You ready?
Give me some music. Right, and I need everybody to chime in on this. Give me the info. So, D, we'll switch it around so everybody can hear this, okay? This is the season, right?
Yes.
This is the season. So my questions here at Reavers Island that I want to ask the listeners and my colleagues here, co-hosts, if you just meet somebody and it's been 3 or 4 weeks and it's during the Christmas holiday season or Thanksgiving season, I want to know, are you obligated to buy them a Christmas present? If you date somebody, or I don't know if it's a girlfriend, boyfriend thing, or a friendship, and you met them within 3 or 4 weeks to Christmas. And I can start with you, Tiff. I just want to ask you, are you obligated to buy your male friend a gift if you just met him 3 or 4 weeks ago?
You're not obligated. I want to say, like, just to show that you're feeling that person, I would do something small. Like if they're into reading or something, buy them one of their favorite books or something. Or if they're into sports, get them a jersey or something.
You would spend money on a jersey?
Well, not a $100 jersey.
Well, you can't get him no fake jersey.
That's true. Okay. That's true. So, yeah, I would do something small. No big money spending. Like, you're not getting
Something under $30.
There you go. Something under $30, yeah, just to let you know that I'm feeling you. Yeah, this is the beginning, but I'm feeling you, and I just want you to know.
So, would an iTunes card be appropriate coming from you? iTunes card.
Yes.
$25.
Yeah.
Okay. Derek, would you mind giving me your input on this situation? Cause this is serious, you know.
I'm gonna keep it real. You better buy something. you walking that thing empty handed on Christmas.
But Derek, what if you're not having sex with them? And that's my whole point. See,
if you have plans on having sex with them, you better buy something.
So you're telling me, Derek, coming from your perspective, that you met a girl 3 weeks before Christmas?
No.
That's what I said. I said between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Okay, when I met my wife. Now you can finish your question.
There you go.
You can finish that question now.
So you telling me that you met a girl 3 weeks ago, you would buy her a Christmas present?
Without a doubt.
Okay, how much would you spend on
it? It's not really how much. It's
Oh, it's got to be a price tag.
It depends on what I really want to get it. Like, I'm not going to go all out, because your first gift, you're setting a precedent.
Okay.
You know, so you don't want to outspend yourself on the first gift, but you do want to show her you're able to do something nice. You don't want to just go out and get some flowers, you know, and bring those in. You want to get them something sentimental that means something to them.
Okay.
You know,
coming from you and Tiff, y'all both say yes. You are obligated to get a gift in the first 3 or 4 weeks you meet somebody that's prior to Christmas.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. So that's 2 yeses. Okay, Hancock, I need to give me your opinion, Steve. Now, Steve, you haven't had sex with her yet. Now, that remains to be seen. Not saying that Christmas is the time you're going to get the sex. But just remember that it's a lot of days after Christmas, like Valentine, New Year's, and all that. So my question to you, Hancock, do you get a female, or if you're a female, get a male a gift 3 or 4 weeks before you meet that person prior to Christmas?
And we've been going strong for these 3 weeks, right?
I consider what strong is. Strong is a big word.
Let me ask you this here.
Okay.
Am I buying lobster or am I buying hamburgers?
We know your lobster tail.
We'll go with lobster.
Condoms.
So according to Steve, that means yes.
Well, it depends, because it depends on what stage of life you're in. The young Steve?
Well, we're talking about the Steve right now. Well, Steve, hold on, Steve. All I'm saying is that
the young, immature Steve, 3 weeks? Yeah. So you might not get there.
Might not get there. But the old, mature Steve?
Old, mature Steve, yeah.
Now, we're not talking about your wife now. We're talking about, I'm just saying. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
I'm saying, right. You know.
Well, the reason why I'm asking y'all this, because there are listeners. We are getting a big following, and this might be some good info for them down the road.
Yeah.
Because our job is to set the standards. We got listeners. Tell them what's right and what's wrong. We can joke about things, but this is a serious matter.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to dig too deep in my pocket.
Yeah.
And if I ain't getting none, she sure ain't getting no Christmas press. And I'm just keeping it real. I ain't trying to make y'all laugh and y'all say, oh, slick fun. This is real talk, man. Because when you got children to feed, you can't go out and get them nice gifts.
No.
So I'm thinking about a Starbucks card. You know, and $25.
They always say it's the thought that
if she drinks, if she drink a lot of Starbucks, that's a good gift.
That's my whole point there, because it's really the thought. Okay, Horace. Steve said, that was a good answer from Steve. Now I need your opinion, Horace. You're a single guy. I think you might have somebody in your life. I don't know. We don't talk about that. But this is a good chance to voice your opinion. And it matters right now.
If she hadn't listened to the SRT show, she ain't getting nothing.
That's what I'm talking about.
Bottom line, she ain't listening to the show. I mean,
so she has to be a fan in order to get a gift from you.
This is what we do. This is what I do.
This is what he do.
Yeah, so if she listens to the show, she might get some. And her listening to the show gives me some.
Okay, so you met her 3 or 4 weeks ago. She started listening to the show. This is her third show she's listened to prior to Christmas. And you're going to get her a gift.
Well, she need to do more than three.
Okay, well, I'm just saying.
She started listening. Everybody listen. They archive.
Right, what I'm saying. But she actually started listening to the show.
Archives is the word of the day.
Exactly.
Right, but she started listening to the show Thanksgiving.
Right.
And now went to the third week of December, week before Christmas. So what you going to get her?
Well, I'm like D. Will and I'm like Tiffany. I mean, if you got it, then it's cool. You know, iTunes card, so she can be prepped to download SRT on iTunes. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But, you know, I think, you know, if she drank coffee, Starbucks is fly, to be honest with you.
So Christmas time, if I give her a card and she's got a Starbucks card in there, she said, really?
Then look.
If her response is smoke, really, after you give her that, exactly, you need to look for somebody else because she's ungrateful.
Exactly.
Okay?
Wow.
Hey, 3 weeks and she's talking about
talk
really?
That's exactly real talk.
You ain't
real
even been with her that long. You saying 3 weeks and she's like, really? A Starbucks? 3 weeks. You lucky you got something.
Right.
You just need to tell a slick, you might need to work a little hard.
Yeah.
Then you get a little more of the stuff.
Exactly. It ain't like you seen them boy shows yet.
Yeah, right. Now, I'm just asking you guys this because I am single, and you know when you meet people all the time, and I got a little following here in the SRT show, and Santa Claus still worked. You know, he still had a bag. So I just wanted your opinion. I appreciate that, but that was on my mind.
But I think it's more of a token of appreciation that, you know, thanks for kicking it with me for 3 weeks without giving me a headache and all this other kind of stuff. I think that's what it's more or less it is, you know.
So getting some perfume or something is a little too much.
Yeah.
That's a little too much.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, don't get perfume yet. That's too soon.
No Victoria's Secret stuff.
Oh, no, not yet.
You know, always get it for butter, dude.
Butter fashion. But hey, that's it, Horace. I think for what's on the mind of Slick, I want to thank everybody for the input. Now, I think if you are listeners, and we do have a comment box, right? So anyone
on the website,
if you heard the show and you have a comment about, do you give a person a gift within 3 or 4 weeks of Christmas and you just met them, please make a comment.
HM3Inc.com.
Yeah, get it back to Slick Money and whoever had maybe the best answer, maybe we can discuss what they said. And
right,
you know, because
and maybe you can make them a CD.
Oh, absolutely, love to make them a CD.
Yeah.
R. Kelly, Beyonce. Yeah, R. Kelly married right now.
Is he?
Yeah, Beyonce snuck in 2 days out there.
Blew him out of
what? Yeah, blew him out 600,000 in 4 days.
You know that's, you know, because Jay and R had a little bit.
Yeah, the best of both worlds.
So
yeah,
it was,
yeah.
It was, so it yeah. probably was playing that way.
I think if R. Kelly knew that, he wouldn't have dropped the disc.
Yeah, definitely.
Because he had stole the Christmas theme from everybody. Right.
Yeah, but nobody knew Beyonce was about to drop this. Right. She didn't do no promotion. She just said, look.
But she knew R. Kelly. She knew R. Kelly stuff was out, though.
Oh, yeah.
And Jay said, hey, B. They landed me, hey, B.
Yeah.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby, you know what? Dude pissed me off a few years ago. Go and call the folks.
Exactly.
And, tell them to go and drop the disc.
Throw this up on iTunes.
Throw this up there. Yeah. Throw this on iTunes and make them all. Give them 17 videos.
She came with that Ace of Spades.
She came with the Ace of Spades and R. Kelly. They said they ain't seen him in 4 days. He walking around 285, Steve. Head down.
She came out like Manziel.
What?
She's a joker.
Man. Boy, that girl knows she look good. I'd drink her bad water right now, too. I'm talking
I
to
bet
the whole,
you would.
Just hold a tub up. That girl is no shit. God wrong for making Beyonce, for real.
No, yeah.
He pissed everybody off. Got to be more careful. But that's it, Harvard. You got it from now. Take it on.
All right, man. We got another new segment. We just going to have fun with this. And this is going to be a segment called Boy Stop. And this segment is going to be anything that you have seen or heard that has taken you aback to the point where you just had to sit back and say, boy, stop. So, I'm going to start it off. And I was debating about which one I was going to use. But I have to use this one. But I have to give a disclaimer first. Always got to give a disclaimer. For all of the people who swing whatever way they swing, that's y'all business. But I'm just was a taken back by this, what I saw. So I have a Facebook classmate that is married to a female, right? And so she is, I guess, the male version.
So it's two females.
Right.
Okay.
So I guess she's the male version of the relationship.
Right. Yeah, it's got to be a male in there. Yeah. You know that, right?
So, one day last year, on Father's Day, the kids that they have wished her a happy Father's Day. Boy, stop!
That is funny. That's hilarious. Really?
And she said... She said, I want to thank everybody for all my Father's Day
all Father's Day gifts. She said she want to thank everybody
for
all.
No, she didn't. No, she didn't.
Hey, man, off the chain. I don't know if y'all can top that. Boy, stop. Hancock, you and Slicky go next. I'm gone with that.
Mine is pretty quick. The Falcons this week had Osayu Manure sit out and play sparingly. Fortunately, he came in and had a sack, strip sack. They ended up getting a touchdown. But the reasoning was that they were going to sit and save him. The season is over. They 4-10.
Boy, stop!
What you saving him for?
They want him to be prepared for the off-season practices. Them off-season scrimmages, now that's something serious. He got to be ready for that.
Oh, my goodness.
They don't want him to get hurt while he's watching them bowl games.
Yes, so.
Oh, my God. D-Will, you got one?
Yeah, I got one. But I'm a...
We can come back now.
Nah, I'm ready.
You ready? Okay.
But this burned me up, man. It burned me up. All right, I'm standing in the store trying to get my Mega Millions quick pick. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to win that $686 million.
Absolutely.
I ain't win. But I'm standing in the store, and it's a young boy, man. He probably a good 18, 19 years old. Maybe, I don't know, but you know, he looked about around that age.
Right.
Standing in front of me. Now, this stance they got these days, when they standing with their legs 12 feet apart, they're size 32 in the waist, but they got on size 26 jeans, and they put the belt around their knees, and they just stand there and hold their pants up with their drawers showing. I just wanted to be like, I wanted to go behind him and just pick his pants up. You know, just give him one of them old school wedges.
Yeah, just wedge him.
Just wedge him the good. I'm sitting there thinking to myself, boy, stop. That's mine for this week.
All right. Miss Tiffany, you got one?
Y'all got that. I can't even top them. I'll wait till next week. Y'all got this one this week. I will wait because that was just too good.
That was classy.
Oh, my God. All right, Slick.
Okay. Well, mine's ain't going to be on the level of all y'all's, but it kind of irked me a little bit, for real. This is our second year in our fantasy football league. And I don't even know if he's my any kin to me. But
he disowned him.
Well, it's my niece's husband, and his name is Jamal. I don't even care if he hears the show or whatever. But it pissed me off because he was in the league, you know, last year, and he just got killed. I think he finished like next to last. My brother finished last. So he had to finish either 8th or 7th in fantasy. So he didn't text or call and said nothing the whole year. Now we got the new draft. Auto draft, he went in. His wife and him went to the movie. So he didn't even pick his team. The computer picked his team for him. So when he played me, he started texting me. Yeah, Unc, I'm killing you. You know, you horrible and all that stuff like that. Now, he didn't even, his name wasn't even mentioned last year. So now he made it to the Super Bowl of this year. I'm getting so many texts from him talking about me like a dog. You the worst uncle. I hope your charity catch a cold. I've been just tripping out because he made it to the Super Bowl. So it really pissed me off because last year we couldn't find him. And now this year he calling everybody. He didn't text God. He didn't text Jesus. He texts everybody because he made it to the Super Bowl. And it really pissed me off. So on.
Boy, stop!
Well, that sound like them Auburn fans you talking about.
Yeah, text me because he made the Super Bowl and last year we couldn't even find him.
Boy, that sound like Auburn.
Yeah, really?
Oh, my God.
And you know
God.
The moral of that story, be consistent. If you lose, call me. If you win, call me. That's exactly. All I'm saying. Boy, stop for real. For real?
Boy, I have really enjoyed this show.
Classic show, man.
Classic. I have enjoyed the man, food. I'm
still full.
Thank
man.
Reavis.
Miss Reavis, you want to come by and say something?
Sweetest lady in the world.
Don't want to say nothing.
You over there looking all pretty.
Nigga had
a. Hey, Reavis, a quick note. Jesus said he got a spot right beside him when you make it. You won't be out there with all the rest of them. You can be sitting up there with him and Dr. King. and Nelson Mandela going to be on the other side to him. What's up, Reavis? I heard that food was good. Big said you were. Thank you so much. God is good.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. You're one of my favorite.
Yes. Thank you.
I hope you got those to-go plates. Because if you ain't got them to-go plates.
I want that church plate. The one you got to snap down.
And put the toothpick in the hole and make sure you don't get up. Yeah. Thank you so much. God is good. Love you all the time. This is our first stop we ever made from the SRT show. And we came to a great place. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we did it big over here. We want to thank Ms. Reavis for allowing us to come into her island and just do our thing. We want to thank Mama Jo for hooking up that food, man. To go place on the way out the door. Here we come. All our shots, any other shots out, we got our lawyer listeners. Everybody at Emory, I know y'all miss me over there. Saying what's up to the crew. Steve, you got any shots out, baby?
Bluff City, baby. Memphis, M Town, baby. We love you.
Shout out to the Gump, man. One shot, my boys. Young Freak, Lil Jimmy, Pratt, Rick Starr. What's happening? B Wills, I see you.
Let me shout out my girl, Melissa Cowart, that I play high school basketball with, that's been showing a lot of love on Facebook. Let me shout out Paul Too Tall Potter, who's been showing SRT love on the SRT page.
Shout out to Paul, baby. What's up, baby?
He been on the SRT page, something tough. Shout out to him. Shout out to my boy, David Dinkins, who's been holding your girl down and showing love. Gene Browning, Glenn Irwin, John Professor JT Turner, and Big D Holland.
All right. Slick.
Yeah, thanks. My shout out to all my lower listeners who've been supporting Slick through the show. My co-workers, great people. To my new fans, I want to thank all y'all for supporting us. And for all my female friends who won't be getting a Christmas gift from me, trust me when I tell you that Valentine is probably a better day for getting a gift from me. I might even get a check from the SRT show by Valentine, so I'll be able to get y'all something from Tiffany. But don't get mad at me if you don't get nothing. You will get a text. They said Merry Christmas, love, Slick Money.
Tell them we get on the face page, baby.
That is my new thing now. I got a face page coming up. And who cares about Facebook when you got facepage.com?
It is, baby.
Merry Christmas. And Horace, let them know about the show next week.
Yes, next week we going to be on next Friday. So you got to listen to us Saturday morning. We'll be on next Friday. We're going to wish you guys a Merry Christmas. We're going to let you enjoy your family without the SRT crew. But everything is archived.
Word of the day, archive, word there of the day. There
you go. So, we getting like butter now. We might pop up anyway.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to tell you. So, check us out next Saturday as we're going to do the show Friday. And we may be at another remote location. Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? That's right.
You know what I'm saying? But we want to please be safe this holiday. Have a safe Christmas. And get all the gifts you can get. But we about to get up out of here, baby. Boogie!
I'm headed home, baby.
Bama! See ya.
God is good. Merry Christmas to all the loyal listeners. See ya.
Yes, sir. Slick Money, Miss Tiffany, D. Will, Hancock, my main man, yep. HM Banks. Yes, sir. And we about to get up out of here. BC, thanks for all of you done, baby. Merry Christmas. Keep it safe up there. Thanks for looking down on me. SRT, and we out.
Peace.